My name's Paul Throssell, ex-ballet dancer by way of Boston Ballet, Northern Ballet Theatre, London as well. I'm a product of the Royal Ballet School, so I studied in England, came over to USA. At the end of my career in dancing, I discovered Gyrotonic. I was the South Beach Studios down in Miami. Did not realize how lucky I was to be involved in seeing all those master trainers coming in and out. And to be part of that scene, to see Giulio on a regular basis. I was practicing on the machine by myself, and he comes up and says, looking great. And I was like, who is that? And I found out later, that's Giulio. This was like 14 years ago now. And started teaching gyrokinesis to some of my friends, as you do as an apprentice. All dancers, all able-bodied people, lovely, young. You can do the whole 90-minute, 60-minute format class. And then I got a job with Canyon Ranch. They had one in Miami Beach back in the day. And I love working over there. It's such a beautiful space. The Ocean Studio overlooks a swimming pool and then the beach and the ocean right there. It's a covered studio with air conditioning, but you can see the waves crashing there and the surf. It's a beautiful location. I feel so lucky. Canyon Ranch came with an understanding that they wanted to explore all parts of exercise, a movement. So it wasn't just about physical fitness. They understood the yoga component, the Pilates component, and they had heard and knew about gyrokinesis and gyrotonic. And they found that I wanted to be part of the team. They brought me on. So I started doing gyrotonic first over there. We got a tower, and then I started to add gyrokinesis once a week onto the schedule. Now, these people have been part of Canyon Ranch for many years. They're used to all kinds of exercise, very open, probably average age 65. It was hard at the beginning because they say you have 45 minutes to do your class. And I was like, oh, how am I going to get a whole 60-minute format class or even part of the 90-minute format class? So I started to reduce and realize I can fit it all in. We even do the standing balancing sequence. They love that sequence. And it's so good for them. We do the happy dance and they love it. We've actually started to switch it. We had the different music for the happy dance. And one of the guys who is a singer, he recognized the sound of the music, Catch a Falling Star and Put It in Your Pocket. It fits perfectly to that little song. And they don't even realize how much fun they're having. Usually these people would be frightened to jump. And here they are jumping and kicking their legs and just having the best time. And find spaces where you can let them feel like their heart is dancing, and they'll forget that they couldn't jump. And here they are jumping on one leg. Canyon Ranch is now the Carillon Hotel. There was a new company that took over and bought the hotel. And they've divided the hotel components to the resident component. The Carillon switched over, I think it was 5 years ago now. So they're continuing that way of lifestyle that the Canyon Ranch understood, that exercise isn't just strength training. It's more than that. I was still teaching in the hotel, and the residents could take the hotel classes. It was all combined. The residents would get there straight away. They knew where to go and where the class was being held, and they would get in, get their spots, get their stools, get ready. And then the hotel people would arrive last minute, and there'd be no spots left. A lot of people wanted to take my classes, but they couldn't get in. So it was becoming kind of a bit of a problem sharing me with the hotel. So they've taken me out of the hotel component now, just put me in with the residents. So I just teach the residents. I have a huge following over at the Carillon. They have me all to themselves. I feel quite lucky. Clients come and go, like I switch around, and they all get a spot, one slot a week, because I only do so many hours in the day. So they're all like, please stay longer. No one wants to work out at lunchtime, and nobody wants to wake up early. So it's hard to get them in unless I stayed for the afternoon. And so I used to stay and do the whole day, 8 hours of gyro, and it was like exhausting. I do a bar class in the day. I do a ballet class. I do gyrokinesis. I used to do 4 Zumba classes a week. Got a little too tiring on my body and had hip replacement, hip resurfacing, and recovering from hip surgery. I realized physical therapy can only take you so far. The gyrotonic expansion system is so therapeutic. Get on the machine, just move. You can do every part of the class, just learn how to modify. If it hurts to put your arms up above your head, don't put them up above your head. We're going to try to put our arms up above our head, but you don't have to. Eventually, the range of motion starts to go there, but you have to let the movement get into your body before you can start to practice. So even catback series, standing, holding, putting your hands on the stool and just arching and curling your spine, feeling the movement. So a lot of people I teach, they can't kneel down. I've shown them what to do as a modification. The whole series you can just do as a modification. I started doing gyrokinesis over there and I was thinking, no, can't do this, can't do that, narrowing it down to what they might be able to do. And then I discovered they actually could do much more than I was expecting. So slowly adding little pieces back into it. And we just got into the routine of plowing through and some were like, it's getting boring. After teaching it for so many years, I see the benefits of that repeat, repeat, repeat. For myself, I feel like I'm conducting an orchestra. I don't know where my orchestra is going. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it speeds up. Sometimes it slows down. It depends on who's sitting where and whose energy is coming my way. And that orchestra gets conducted in a slightly different way. Even though the routine is set, the routine of it was really important. I think that's where I can see where they improved so much. It's pretty consistent. I'll switch it up sometimes on a Sunday because I'll do a Latin cardio dance class after it. Do the same gyrokinesis class to the Happy Moves music. I love it. They love it. It keeps them happy. It keeps the tempo moving a little bit more strict. So sometimes it moves a little bit slower than we used to, and sometimes it makes us move a little bit faster than we used to. So, but I love the kind of just the light, happy energy, and they know it's the end of the week and they're about to dance after it. Some will do all of the classes. I've just done the breathing intensive, the new course. I loved it. So I put it in on a Friday. The following has gotten a particular crowd. One who is a singer, he loves it. I love teaching it because I feel so clear for the day. My nose is open, my oxygen's flowing. It's so awakening. The breath alone in the world of gyrotonic, in the shallow, and then opening the back of the neck, it totally changed my whole gyro world. I don't always get into a shallow breath, and it's not always coming from the right space. Everyone needs to do the intensive breathing, and they realize where it's coming from. When you start to play with all the sniffing breath and pumping breath, and then you can start to feel this kind of spring of energy in your legs. When you find it, it just becomes second nature, but trying to force that space is hard. The class seems so different every single time, different people's energies, different people's abilities as well. Sometimes I can see they're having a hard time with their shoulders, so move it a little bit faster, and sometimes I move it a little bit slower, depending on needing to go careful in some of the movements. The clientele used to be around 65, now I'm 15 years later. So they've gone 15 years older with me. One lady who's 95 years old, she does most of the class. She follows me to a bar class, follows me to stretch classes, and pretty amazing to see her moving. She's got problems with her shoulders, but she does what she can do, and she never gave in to any of the arthritis or the pain that she's in. They're all getting really good at listening to their bodies. They all start to explore a little bit. They say they can't do it, but before you know it, they're doing the whole spiral reaching. They all seemed so stiff years ago, and now they're all just moving and breathing together. It's just so lovely to see a group in their 70s, 80s, 90s moving in such a delicious space. It's powerful. Listen to the people who are in front of you. Don't underestimate, just simplify some of the stuff that can get a little too much for their shoulders and maybe slow it down. I realized I loved all this lovely, slow, delicious movement, but I realized how much they were holding tension when they moved too slow. And so I tried to find a tempo for their bodies that looked like it was comfortable, maybe a little bit faster than what some people would want to do in gyrokinesis. Those delicious moments might feel good for that dancer's body, but when you look at the older body in front of you, we need to move this a little bit faster, pick up the tempo a bit, so it's a little bit easier for them to move. It's also staying really present, not taking it too much to an outer body experience. I do feel the energy, but I'm not trying to be a yogi. I'm a dancer. I come from a dance background, and we're going to dance together. There's still a very much a real connection rather than an internal feeling. It's about us and our connection and feeling. They start to really enjoy the strengthening. They love that whole sequence. That's when I started my journey, where we've slowly gone into this beautiful yoga, energy, light, healing, energy connecting, pulsing. That's when I can start to take them into some places, but not everyone wants to be taken to this ethereal world. Keeping it real, keeping it present just really kept them with me. I just know that the music itself, the movements themselves are doing the work for me. Julio's already done it for us. It's making me shiver right now just thinking about, you know, how incredible it is. It just makes you just trust the system. Trust Julio's movements alone. It's amazing. Just trust the system. Movement is the key. That was one of the, it was written on the wall and down the South Beach studio. Julio had said, movement is the key. And it's so true. Movement is the key. If they're just moving, you can start to go. If they resist to move, it's hard. My life with it is complete. It's so magical. It's the more I do it, the more I just, this is masterwork. It's just incredible.